Hello, and welcome to the Shandagold Q4 and full year 2017 production and operational update. Throughout this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. Also, just to remind you, this session is being recorded. Today, I'm pleased to present Eric Sirin, the CEO, Luke Leslie, the CFO, and Scott Yeland, the COO. Gentlemen, please begin.
Thanks, Jerry. Good morning, and thanks everyone for dialing in to Shandagold's analyst call. As you hopefully know by now, my name is Eric Sirin, and I became Chief Executive Officer of Shandagold in August last year. I'm joined today by Luke Leslie, who's, I'm pleased to say, has been appointed as permanent CFO at the start of the year, and Scott Yeland, who has been with Shandagold for a number of years and is our Chief Operating Officer. As a reminder, Shandagold is the largest gold producer, sorry, the third largest gold producer in Tanzania. Our flagship mine in the Nuluika is the Nuluika Gold Mine, which has been in operation since 2012 and will be entering its sixth year of production this year, sixth full year. In response to a changing legislative environment in Tanzania, we instituted a number of changes in strategy in September 2017, aimed at improving the company's profitability and importantly, reducing the debt levels once and for all. It's also worth noting that approximately 98% of our workforce at Nuluika is now Tanzanian nationals, which we think is a very important point with how we interact and interface in Tanzania as visitors to the country. These Tanzanians are occupying key leadership roles within the company, and you will see from our results, this has resulted in positive outcomes for us in the quarter, particularly around VAT. Today, we've reported the company's production and operational results for the quarter ended December 31, 2017. This is our fourth quarter of the 2017 financial year. Let's start by turning our attention to slide 3 of the presentation. This can be accessed by clicking on the link in today's announcement. We were targeting gold production of 80,000 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of $800 an ounce for the 2017 year. We hit 79,585 ounces of production, which is consistent with what we were guiding, at an all-in sustaining cost of $740 an ounce, which I think you will be pleased with. I should note that this $740 an ounce should highlight that this is an AISC figure, which is now reported in line with World Gold Council guidance. My focus since joining as CEO has been reducing debt and extracting cost savings, which now we've seen are starting to bear fruit. During the quarter, we actually achieved a reduction of $5.1 million per annum of cost savings through targeting our suppliers and on G&A expenses. Now, this was only 60 days after we announced our $5 million target, so we're extremely pleased with how that's gone. Additionally, we saved just over $3.5 million through lowering our mining costs, which in total led to a cost saving of $8.7 million per annum achieved during the quarter. Now, this is recurring for Shanta and strengthens our financial position. We also made good progress with our debt reduction strategy. We are seeing the balance sheet starting to repair. Net debt's fallen by $5.6 million to just under $40 million for the end of the quarter. We expect that this will continue throughout 2018 and as we continue to repair the balance sheet once and for all. If you look at slide 4, you can see clearly how we've done against our targets. As outlined in September, we stacked up against what we have achieved by the end of the year, and hopefully, you'll agree that our renewed focus on cost and operations is beginning to work. One thing I haven't mentioned so far is the VAT repayment. We received $3.4 million in November 2017. We're obviously pleased to receive this first tranche of repayment, and I think it shows that our relationship with government is good, which is something that we work hard to maintain. Moving on to slide 5 and more detail on the operations, you can see that we have had a very good quarter and the best quarter of the year, in fact. Production was up on Q4 2016 to just over 21,000 ounces. Gold sales were up significantly on Q4 to 20,000 ounces. cash costs and AISC are higher than the previous year, but respectively, this also includes royalties that were not in previous year numbers, higher royalties. Our progress on the underground is ahead of schedule, and expectations with ore mined from the underground are in line with, or have actually exceeded the actual result. In the quarter, we mined 143,000 tons from the underground, which is up 88% from Q3, which itself was an excellent achievement. Development is on track, and this is an important one to keep your eye on, because development ultimately lets us get into the production. So this is on track against plan, and we're comfortable with where we are standing currently and at the end of the year on the development meters in our underground mines. Turning to slide 7, I'm going to ask Luke to take us through a bit more detail on the Q4 financial performance.
Thanks, Eric. Hello, everyone. I just wanted to say, firstly, that I'm delighted to have been appointed as the CFO of Shantagold on a permanent basis, and I'm very much looking forward to my continued work with the company. Q4 was very positive from a balance sheet point of view. As Eric has already mentioned, our deleveraging is accelerating. Net debt has reduced from 45.5 million to 39.9 million, and this reflects our improved cash balance of 13.5 million, which is up from $8 million on the quarter. In 2018, Shanta is due to repay approximately $16 million of debt. And despite these repayments, we expect Shanta to continue to increase its cash position. We've reduced CapEx to $6.3 million, which compares to $9.5 million in Q3, and CapEx will continue to decline in 2018. At year-end, we had forward sales of 22,500 ounces sold forward at $1,271 an ounce. This is down from approximately 30,000 ounces at the end of Q3, and we continue to reduce the hedge book to gain more exposure to the gold price. With this successful progress and targeted further improvements to the balance sheet, we're expecting to be in a position to evaluate the dividend policy in Q4 this year. I'll pass back to Eric.
Thanks, Luke. As you will appreciate, this was my first full quarter as Chief Executive of Shanta. I want to reiterate how much I'm enjoying the job. The team, the people, the dedication, the effort has been incredible. We've set ourselves and the company stretching targets. We want to do this, but it's targets that are vital to hit to ensure that Shanta is positioned in a stronger direction for the future. The catalysts that we've laid out on slide 10 show what our roadmap is for 2018, and importantly show where we think the value creation enhancement initiatives will be realized to drive a higher share price. As Luke mentioned, we're expecting to be in a position to evaluate a dividend policy towards the end of 2018. Now, this will come after a lot of hard work with continuing to repair the balance sheet once and for all. But it will also be the culmination of a very successful business restructuring of Shanta. With that, I'll pass it over to Jerry and take any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. You can cancel at any time by pressing 02, and there will now be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And our first question comes from the line of Charles Fitzroy of Arden Parsons. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, Luke and Eric. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, Charles, thank you.
So, I just wanted to ask about CapEx. I see that you've had a CapEx spend for $36.4 million for this year, whilst in this revised mine plan you had a lower expected CapEx expenditure. Can you run through the difference between the two?
Okay, great. No, I can. Yeah, I mean, it's worth mentioning that in the R&P, that CapEx profile excludes anything spent at Singida. And the $36 million you referred to includes spend at Singida. So there's just have to be able to compare like for like on that basis.
Okay. So you were saying it's about $3.5 million spent at Singida this year.
Yeah, I don't have the exact number at Singida, but I think last year was about $4 million. We're trying to bring that down.
obviously, until we can get to that production decision. But it wouldn't. That number is feels right. I mean, we do own a pilot plant worth nearly $2 million, which is in storage on Singida right now. So.
Okay. So there's been no other CapEx apart from the revised mine plan sort of summary?
Exactly, yeah. Revised mine plan plus Singida.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Again, just to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. You can cancel at any time by pressing 02. There will now be a further pause while questions have been registered. Okay, our next question comes from the line of Will Dunnett of Cenkos. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, Eric and Luke. Hi.
Hi, Will.
Just a quick one on your $16 million debt repayment for 2018. Can you talk about the convertible in that?
Sure. hi, Will. It's Luke here. So the $16 million does not include the convertible. That is linked to... you know, the amortization schedule that we have with mainly with Investec,
okay.
But also Sandvik. So the convertible is not until 2019.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess what I can say is that you know we believe we'll have a cash balance where we'll have enough flexibility to repay that
in 2019 or
yes. Well, I mean yes. Certainly by the time it. It becomes payable.
Okay.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. And our next question comes from the line of Peter Mallin-Jones of Peel Hunt. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, gents. I have a couple of questions. One, I was just wondering if there's a update you can provide around the Investec revised facility negotiations or whether that has fallen away and the plans are to keep the convertible until that falls due. And then secondly, you know, it's good to see that the VAT started to come back. I was wondering whether you had a handle on the sort of target for repayment you'd like to see or whether that's up in the air, you know, you'll take whatever you get. And it's really on a sort of day-by-day negotiation with the government as to what you think you'll get this year.
Okay. Hi, Pete. It's Luke here. Yeah, just firstly on the on your question regarding the Investec your refinancing that was previously announced. That we haven't got any update there. We haven't got much more to say. I suppose just reiterating what I said to in response to Will's question just now. It's not something that we view as critical internally. You know, we believe we can repay that convertible from our cash, and we're not looking to bring that forward for the time being. To your second question on VAT refunds, Eric may want to comment here. Do you want to take this one, Eric?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, just in terms of how we approach the VAT, and I guess generally the strategy around government interaction has been one that we've led with Tanzanians. And 6 months ago, we took the conscious view to spend more time in Dodoma to forge relationships at a Tanzanian-to-Tanzanian level. I've been spending a lot of time myself in Dodoma with my Tanzanian team, and you know we've seen two things. One is that we've seen the biggest repayment of the refund of VAT versus our peers, and we got it the quickest. And might I add, we actually were overpaid, which we had to send some money back. And the other point is we've had communication from the government informally saying that the VAT will come back. It's a question of time, and so that gives us a lot of comfort. From very senior ministers who are supportive of that. Is that fine?
Sorry, yes, thank you. As usual.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Charles Fitzroy of Arden Partners. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to ask a question about the revised guidance of the 2018 all-in sustaining cost. Is that resulting from the 2017 optimizations and also the additional optimization you planned for 2018? If so, can you talk through how it's changed from the guidance to the revised?
Sure. Hi, Charlie. It's Luke here.
Hi, Luke.
So what we've done here is we've made two adjustments in order to make sure that we're aligned with the World Gold Council.
Got it.
So that means that we add our operating costs to our corporate G&A, include reclamation costs, and then sustaining costs. Previously, what we were doing was we were deducting our financing costs, and we weren't deducting our exploration costs. So that's the amendment we've made. We put a full reconciliation in the back of the presentation, so you can look back at prior periods.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, just to remind everyone, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads now. And our next question comes on the line of Will Dimott of Sencos. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi. Sorry, another one. Just on your plant throughput, has that gone up above capacity?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, what I can say is the plant is running incredibly well. I think December availabilities were well north of 95%. And we think it's one of the best areas of the company right now is that plant. So it is higher than capacity, marginally, but really I think it's capacity is one to be defined, and whether, the changes we've made to the plant and, the way it's run is has actually increased capacity. So,
do you think you're going to carry on at that sort of rate or back to the 600?
I mean, we plan for just over 50,000 tons a month, and if we get more, that's great. So I think it's from that perspective, it's kind of in that range between 50 and kind of 53,000 tons a month to get to that 600 plus number.
Okay.
Thank you. As we have no further questions, I'll hand the call back to our speakers for closing comments.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining. We're excited by the trajectory of the changes we're making, the accelerating speed of them, and looking forward to keeping you updated in 2018 throughout the year. So thank you very much for joining, and have a great day.
This now concludes our call. Thank you for attending. Participants, you may disconnect your lines.